Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I said, I don't want to live like this anymore. Being a prisoner of your own body is the worst prison to be in. Eat, eat, eat. Celebrate around food. Why do we always have to celebrate with food? We both were suffering from fatty liver disease, obesity, heart issues, blood pressure issues, brain fog, just pain. It has 600 functions every hour. So not only is it the number one, okay, first of all, it's the most important factory in your body. Your liver is a direct reflection, like a mirror. What's going on in your liver is what's going on in your brain. Fatty liver disease is the root cause of what we thought was menopause, what we think is hormone issues, what we think is insulin resistance. So how do you get rid of fatty liver disease, right?
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to have Coach Lisa from Life Back System on the channel. Coach Lisa, how's it going?
Hi, Carrie. I'm so honored to be here and extremely humbled by the work you're doing, getting out there. And I've just had this like huge call to some of your words. The number one thing is healing the nations. Like, I just want to go into the nations. I don't care where a person's from. I work with people from South Africa, England, Greece, Italy. I love the fact that we're going into the nation. America's great, but we're touching outside those borders to help people get healthy. And when I first came in contact with Healing Humanity, literally I was like, Lord, I want to be a part of that. Like, however you can work me to make me be able to go to the ends of the earth and spread that word, I want to be a part of that. So of course, being here today is a huge, huge honor. And thank you so much for the invite.
Well, absolutely. I feel like that's one of our greatest callings in life is to help other people. And I know you've helped an incredible amount of people through the coaching that you've done. And I want to talk about that. But first, I'm all about the inspiring stories, the individual stories. You know, we've interviewed a lot of good doctors and experts for our documentary, Healing Humanity. Dr. Kiltz is one of them, for example. And I wanted to interview him from the expert doctor side, and we did that. But honestly, his personal story, his inspiring individual story was even more incredible than anything else he said. So I'm all about those. So I was hoping, Coach Lisa, we could start out and maybe learn a little bit more about your personal story.
Okay, so it's long, and I feel like I've lived about 12 lives, even though it's just been one. So to summarize it without, you know, going way in deep on anything, after the death of my husband, which has now been 5 years, and I am remarried, healing him through cancer was extremely difficult. And it got to the point, there was like, I don't want to participate. I don't want to do what you have me doing. I don't want to change my diet. I don't want to. So sweet surrender came a place where he went home to the Lord. I'm okay with that because I know he believed in Jesus and I know where he is. He's not lost. I know exactly where he is. And I know I'll see him on the other side someday. So after that happened on the 1 year anniversary, and of course I'm taking a shortcut from birth to age 58. And during that time frame, a year later, my high school sweetheart had seen on the reunion page that, you know, I had lost my husband, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, are you busy? And I'm like, I am broken, There's no way, like I couldn't even talk without crying continuously. I had everything wrong with me. I was sitting at just under 260 pounds at 5'4". You can imagine I had fibro, I had insulin resistance, I had hyperthyroidism, I had thyroidism where my eye was popped out. I had a shaking disease of tremors that they had related to fibro, which I now know is not true. Not to mention, I was just flat out fat, embarrassed, broken emotionally. The whole world was falling apart. Yet at the same time, God really gave me a piece about Eric passing. So it wasn't that. You know what I mean? Like, I knew it was all okay. It was going to be okay. God's in control. He's gone before me. The scriptures are playing over and over my head. And I stayed steadfast. But at the same time, I still had four of my children at home who every day would look at me and be like, what are we going to do? You know, finances. I had to close my business in order to stay home and be a caretaker, but I didn't want to be a victim. Like, I didn't want all of that to be the end of my chapter or my book. That was the end of his book. His wife walked him home, said, I love you. You know, God's got this, and move forward. But now there's this broken house, no income, everything's falling apart. And not to mention that I was falling apart. So you mentioned something about, like, without your health, you have nothing. And that was where I was at. I was at the bottom, literally the bottom, the worst place I've ever been in my entire life, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And at that point, Kenneth called my high school sweetheart. And he's like, look, I've waited 45 years for this moment. 45 years. I go, well, move on. It's not going to happen. He goes, no, I'm going to come and see you. I go, no, you don't understand. I am not that high school cheerleader. And I'm not, you know, that girl that you knew. I am obese and really fat. And it was bad. Thyroid hair loss. I mean, like, you name it. Eye popping out. Like, it was just a broken car that had gone to the junkyard. Like, literally no longer moving forward. So long story short, he did come there. And of course, immediately I reverted back to what I know. And my, what I know was get up and get moving. But to walk with the neuropathy in my feet and the Morton's neuropathy, I had constant like electrical shocks on the bottom of my feet. I'm like, how am I going to walk? How do I join a gym? Like, I'm too embarrassed. I can't even get in a pair of stretch pants. Like, that wasn't going to happen. So I found this little women's only gym and I did join it. And I started walking on the treadmill, which killed my feet. I bought like four or five pairs of shoes. I'm like, it's got to be the shoes. It's probably from wearing boots and training horses and all this other stuff. Lies, lies, lies. Because I think you, Carrie, and I both know at the end of the day, it was all about the standard American diet. It was eating those carbs, falling back to those delicious Doritos. Having oatmeal for breakfast is so poisonous. And yet here I was being a vegan, eating my salads all day. I wasn't even doing chicken or turkey at that time. I literally was a vegetarian. Sick, just sicker every single day. So my mindset actually said, get up. Go to the gym, go back to what you know. You know, a body in motion is a healthy body. And calories in, calories out. Cut your calories, starve yourself. Oh my gosh. When I think about how I pursued my damage during that time, like really, it just got worse and worse. Oh, thank God I'm here today, right? Thank God for carnivore. So long story short, Kenneth and I end up marrying just about 18 months later. I did say yes, and I did say okay. So we got to Arizona. We blended two houses together July 1st. On July 1st, we've been on the property for 45 minutes. I was so heavy that I'm standing at the front door and AT&T had got here and they were like, hey, we're here to hook up the phones and the TV and all this other stuff. I said, okay. And somebody yells from the barn, which is approximately 750 feet. Kenneth is a sharpshooter, so he has it dialed in. And he's like, okay, this is how far, right? And the girl yells, Kenneth is down. Kenneth is down. And I'm like, what? He's had an accident. Come quickly. Now, this is like 45 minutes. We're starting a new life together. 2 days till we're getting married. We've waited all this time. So I can't walk. I literally took a step. I fell. I rolled. I got up. My knees were scratched. I was in like a muumuu dress. I fell again. My friend picks me up. I go another, 100 feet. I fell again. Literally, I couldn't get to him. And at that moment, before the diagnosis, at that moment, I was like, I can't live like this. Like, I knew right then and there, I'm bawling my eyes out. I finally get to him. He had had a seizure. And it was a grand mal. I'd never seen a seizure happen. So I was in total shock by how chewed up his tongue was, his lips, all this other stuff. So anyways, long story short, they came, they took him to the emergency room. We get there. They said, there's nothing wrong with him. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with him? Like, he's 63 at the time, never had a seizure. He's an officer, military, fit, super fit. And I'm broke. I don't understand. And they said, oh, he's fine. Just go home. Make sure he drinks some water and just take it easy. The heat's probably getting him to him, the elevation. I'm like, okay, not believing it. But I was like, what are you going to do? Argue with him? So we came home and he had back to back grand mal seizures, smacked his head. Body is stiff. I lost my mind. I'll own it. I literally was like, oh my gosh, we're never going to be able to complete this moment of getting married and moving on and our high school dreams. Like, you guys have been together a long time. You know what that's like, right? And here that opportunity is before me. We go back. They said, well, we're going to keep them. And I said, okay, we'll run some tests. Okay. So they do all the tests and everything. And they come in and they're like, hey, he has liver cirrhosis. And I'm like, liver cirrhosis? How could that be?
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
He works out every day. He trains, alcohol in moderation. Explain that to me. And she goes, well, he's old. And he will not be on a liver transplant. He's actually not a candidate, even though his weight is great and his body's great. He's like facing death in 30 to 90 days. And I'm like, what? Like, I literally, it went in, processed, confusion, total confusion. So he gets out on Friday and I said, look, I think we should put off the wedding. He goes, heck no, we're going to get married no matter what. And there was a little bit of a state of denial on his behalf because he was like, that doctor doesn't know what they're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, they ultrasounded your liver and you have liver cirrhosis. So immediately I called the liver cirrhosis institution. I got an opportunity to have an interview with the guy who believes in healing the liver. So I told him that I had also been doing my own research and how carnivore absolutely will heal you. He didn't want to say anything to me because they pump nuts and berries and vegetables and all this stuff. And I said, look, Kenneth pretty much ate Blue Zone, Mediterranean, very clean, very healthy. He's a chef, so his food had to be like fresh. He didn't do frozen or can or any of that stuff. No junk food, anything. So it turns out, that we could get hepatitis A, B, or C. You can get it from being an officer when people spit on you. Like, there was a lot of other factors that were going into this, which I, to be honest with you, Carrie, I didn't really care. I'm like, I want healing. Right. I don't care why we're here. I need to go forward. It's like that truck breaks down on the side of the road and my wheel is in the ditch. I'm like, okay, get me a tow truck and get me back on the road. And that's kind of how I felt about his health. So as I dug into his health, I realized how sick I was. And that was the start of this program. Because when I was sick originally, I look back to childhood. I didn't know I was sick, but I was always like a little bit thicker. And people would be like, oh, that's because you have gymnastics legs. It's because you're a catcher in softball. You know, you're just built. Of course, I did utilize the talent by doing some bodybuilding because I starved myself, which then threw my my whole entire metabolic system into a huge crash. Like, that's a whole nother segment. Got back on the road, had all these children, and just became obese. Like, literally my waist at that time was 38 inches. And today I'm at 18% body fat and at 21 inches in the waist. I went from a women's size 18 down to a women's size zero, not bragging, but carnivore works. Like, having the perspective of how to heal the body through the liver is incredible. And it took his experience to wake me up. I guess that's the best way for me to take it. Because I had all this nutritional information. You go to college, you learn about what the standard American diet is. And, you know, eat six times a day. You want to eat high protein and carbs and low sugar, you know, low fat, for God's sakes. They don't want you to have any fat. God forbid. Well, now we're really shutting our liver down. Not to mention I had gallbladder removal as well, because of no fat in the liver. It couldn't push through the stones. Anyway, so here we are. Kenneth gets out of the hospital. It's our wedding day. My neuropathy is so bad. My feet are so swollen from lymphoma. I could not get my boots on. Literally, my girlfriend and I, we've always been known as Ethel and Lucy. And of course, I'm Lucy. So I'm just laughing my butt off. I cannot get this boot on. And I started crying. And I just started bawling my eyes out. And I said, I don't want to live like this anymore. Like, being a prisoner of your own body is the worst prison to be in. Like, literally the worst. So I am a Christian. I do read my Bible. And I thought about Paul being in prison. So what did he do? He made the best of his situation. So I started digging in deeper to Kenneth, and I found my own problems. And it was the liver. Like, literally, fatty liver disease is the root cause of what we thought was menopause, what we think is hormone issues, what we think is insulin resistance. I always tell people, your body birthed the baby. And I don't mean like a human. It birthed a disease, and the disease is crying because it's a baby that needs attention. So, like, joint pain, swollen feet, high blood pressure, migraines. These are babies that are coming from the liver saying, can you please help us? Right. And so that led me back to the liver again. So while I started healing Kenneth's liver, I started healing my own. We did a liver detox that I actually wrote up and I invented, and we did it. We did it 3 months straight. When he went in for his blood work at the Mayo Clinic, they said to him, gosh, you know, I see a little bit of improvement, but not a lot. And you really need to eat more vegetables. You really need more, you know, fruits and grains and things like that. And I had told him ahead of time, I said, let's not say what you're doing. Let's listen to what they say first. And then we'll tell them what you're doing. So the lady goes, I said, do you want to do a brain scan to see what the epilepsy came from? Like, what's here? And she goes, no, we already know what it is. He has a failing liver. And I was like, interesting. So you think his liver caused those, you know, seizures? And she goes, 100%. And I said, interesting. The doctor never tied those two things together. And she goes, oh, that's common knowledge. I said, interesting. I appreciate that, you know, because the doctors don't tell you. They don't give you the solution, because the sicker you are, ultimately, the more money they make off of prescriptions, insurance, and so on and so forth. So I love doctors. Don't get me wrong. If I needed to go to one today, I'd be out the door and going, right? But you have to be an advocate for yourself. You need to stand up 100% for what you believe in. And don't, like, if they tell you something, I always say take 90 seconds to process it. In this particular case, leave the office, take 2 to 3 days and process what they're suggesting, and then do your research and figure it out. So, long story short, again, Kenneth decides that he's not going to do liver treatments and all this other stuff. He's going to also go full carnivore. So that was in September. January, we go to our local doctor, the provider through the insurance company, and we're talking and he goes, I have an issue. I said, what do you mean? He goes, this is not his blood work. And I said, yeah, that's his blood work from September. He goes, no, this man is like 80 some years old that I have this blood work in front of me for, and he has a leg and a half in his grave. He goes, this guy and this blood work, he's about, now mind you, at this time, Kenneth is like getting ready to turn 64, or no, had just turned 64. And he goes, he's 32 years old and he has nothing wrong with him. His liver panel is spot on. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, what are you doing? Or do I have the wrong blood work? And I said, no. I said, you're not going to like this, but I'll be honest with you, because I'm an advocate for him and I, because now I'm on this program too, and 60 pounds is gone and I'm feeling fantastic. And we're like this new love couple, you know, and thank God we hung on and we decided to go forward with everything. And I said, we're full carnivores. And he goes, you're not going to believe this, Carrie. He goes, I'm a carnivore doctor.
What?
I go, what? I kid you not. Tell me God didn't line that one up. 100%.
Providence.
Wow, right? So anyways, Dr. Eric goes, yeah. He goes, I'm carnivore. I was raised carnivore. My parents are carnivore. My wife is carnivore. And our three children are carnivore. So immediately, he became my brain. I'm just picking all anything and everything. Hey, so I think this is dead of that. He goes, you're 100% right. And I, like, for 6, 7, 8 months, every single day, putting together my program, making sure that it was so spot on. I did beta testing. I brought in women that had I could give you thousands of testimonies of things that women were going through, including stage 4 kidney disease, stage 4 liver disease. And they have all been healed going through carnivore. Like you said, you will never leave, because the testimonies, like, and for me, it's my energy. It's how I feel. Like, I really pray for all these other people that they get that, but I'm pretty cold cut. It's like, don't eat it. Okay. I'm never going to eat it again. It's that simple. Turn it on, turn it off, you know? And when I look at where I was and living in that pain and how much of my children's lives I was missing, life in general, I was missing it. I wasn't fully a wife that I should have been, because I was in pain all the time. Don't touch me. Fibro hurts. Well, what's fibro? Right? That's a shut down fascia system. It's a shut down lymphatic system. Why do they shut down? Fatty liver disease. So how do you get rid of fatty liver disease, right? So at the root cause, even though Kenneth Ault was very close, it was such a wake-up call. And I literally thank the Lord every day that he had those seizures, because if we hadn't had the seizures, you and I might not be here talking. Wow. Like, it's really profound. Yes, God works in mysterious ways, and I would never want somebody to have to go through that. But sometimes when we're there, it's so painful that it moves us to have a different mindset. It takes us to a different state of mind and emotions to say, this can't go on any longer. Because I feel like sometimes when it's like, let's just say a doctor said to you, oh, you have a little bit of fatty liver disease, you know, eat clean for 2 weeks, no alcohol, and you'll be good. That's exactly what you will do. And at the end of 2 weeks, you drop 5 or 10 pounds, you starve yourself, calorie deficit, calorie expenditure. And then 6 months later, you're right back where you started. That is not a permanent solution to a very permanent problem unless you do something about it.
Right.
Wow. So then,
incredible.
We got on the right path. And like I told you, I'm an explosive engineer, but I've been in health and fitness for 45 years. I owned health clubs. I have done all kinds of programs, training, personal training, right nutrition, all that type of stuff. But there was always a missing link. Always. And I would have people do it and then not get good results. Or they would do it and they'd be like, hey, I went on vacation. I fell off the wagon. Could you help me again? Can I hire you again? Can I do this again? And I would think in my head, why do these people want to go back to that pain? Like, what makes a person hang on to pain when going forward is pain-free? Going forward is thinking. Going forward is energy, right? That's like huge. I mean, I know you know, because you're not going to go be who Carrie was 4 years ago.
No.
There's no way. You'd rather die than go back. And that's how I feel. I look at your story. I see my story and I'm like, goodness, you know, male, female, a lot of differences there. But at the end of the day, we both were suffering from fatty liver disease, obesity, heart issues, blood pressure issues, brain fog, just pain. Like, that's the best word for all of this is chronic illness, chronic pain. So once we got past, Kenneth, you're looking really good. It was time for me, like yourself, to start helping other people. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm 3 years in to helping menopausal women, helping women who think they have hormone issues, right? Or they think they have to be on that medication forever. You know, they've got to do thyroid medication or hormone replacement therapy. You don't. Like, that's the bottom line. So when we dig back, and I do a lot of storytelling, but when you go back to our ancestral days, I have people constantly going, Lisa, like, I don't get it. Why do you say we're warriors? I said, okay, here's the deal. I want you to go to New York right now. And I want you to go there in the month of September. And I want you to have a wagon and put like 50 pounds of flour in it, 10 pounds of sugar, 5 pounds of baking soda, whatever. And I want you to grab that wagon, you know, a wheelbarrow. And I want you to take 5 kids and I want you to start walking west. Start walking. Tell me how far you're going to make it. Show me how far you're going to make it. And they're like, well, I probably won't make it very far because my feet kill me. Right? I said, those women literally buried their children. They made it from the East Coast to the West Coast, which is where the, you know, the West Coast came from, which is why it's so different than the East Coast. They did it because they had a mindset that they were going to make it, and they are warriors. So they had to have a strategy. They had to know where to bed down, fight off Indians, which I'm an Indian, so I can say that. You know, they had to know how to protect themselves. Cortisol level is actually a really good thing because it puts your body into a protective defense mode, which if you were a woman and you didn't have your, you know, your man's gone to war or he's off getting some beef for you or some bison, right? You're in your camp or your hut or whatever you want to call it, your village, by yourself. Maybe with 2 other women and some children. You don't think that cortisol saved us to get to where we are today? 100%.
Right.
So you hear people go, lower your cortisol, lower your cortisol. I'm like, let your cortisol get healthy and let it do its business because we need it in order to survive. Cholesterol. And I know you know this story super good. Your liver makes cholesterol. Your brain has to have cholesterol. And I don't want to get too much into governmental here, but let me tell you something. What's the number one thing they want out of your body?
Fat and meat.
Cholesterol. Don't let your cholesterol go high, right? Do you know that no cholesterol means you don't think? You become a drone. You become controllable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. So needless to say, Kenneth's little liver incident, which was huge. Cirrhosis is huge. And near-death experience has driven me to show, man, I don't want to get political, but the FDA and Big Pharma and all of that, I really pray right now that that comes to surface in like 40 some days, because we Americans, women, I'm going to tell you, women, I know you clean the plate up after your children. I know you have your grandchildren over and you want to have like this little festivity with candies and popcorn and all. Stop. Just stop. Because you're destroying the next generation. Be different than your parents. I love my parents. They did the best they could do, right? And probably because they didn't have it, they wanted to, you know, give us even more. And then what did I do? I did the same thing to my children. I really did. And in my day, to be honest with you, it was moderation. You got to go somewhere once a year or maybe twice a year. And you had to eat homegrown food. You changed your clothes. You took care of things. The next generation, because you have to remember, I think I have children older than you. So those children to this day suffer insulin resistance, obesity, fatty liver continuously because of the habits I gave them. You know, I take ownership for that. I gave them those McDonald's, those treats, the Wendy's, whatever, thrifty ice cream. Oh, you got an A on your report, Dad? Let's go get some more ice cream, right? Oh, you made it to the spelling bee? We're going to go buy Marie Callender's lemon supreme pies. Like, eat, eat, eat. Celebrate around food. Part of my program is I teach women how to go to the party for relationships, how to develop a community and a relationship with other women, men, children, whatever your social is, your family members. If they're like, what, you're not going to eat the lasagna? What's wrong with you? Well, let me tell you what's wrong with me. I don't want to die. And I didn't come for the food. I came to enjoy your company.
Right.
What a mindset. Why do we always have to celebrate with food?
Yeah. It's crazy. Right? Your story's so interesting.
It's all over the board.
But no, the fact that you found carnivore through liver.
Oh, 100%.
I've never heard everyone else. Sadly, a lot of people are finding carnivore because they want to lose a couple pounds, which drives me insane because I'm like, that is literally the tip of the iceberg in terms of what it can heal for you. But I recently had Dr. Nelson on my channel, and he's been practicing for 40 years now. And he said one of the things that is absolutely rampant and completely underreported is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
And 100%, Carrie.
Seeing it more and more and more, but I never knew. I am constantly learning. I'm not a doctor. I'm an individual. I never knew all of the sort of downstream effects from the liver, like you're mentioning with hormones and menopause and things like that. It's so interesting.
My chicken decided to lay an egg.
Oh, is that your chicken? Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so sorry.
No, hey, Lisa, I was doing a live stream once and someone left their patio door open and a goat walked behind me. So a little bit of chicken noise is no problem.
Well, I know you know what it's like having a ranch, and I know you know what it's like having animals and children. So it does get a little crazy. But I want to touch base on that liver thing for a second.
Right.
So one of the things that I get, and I do whiteboard teaching every morning, 5 mornings a week, and I do teach class above that. So I start at 5 a.m., and I'm done just about 9 o'clock. So I teach 4 hours every single morning, 5 mornings a week. And in those teaching, I always say, I know you think you're here because of obesity. And I know you think you joined this group because you want to lose weight. But now I'm going to tell you what's really going on. And we dig into non-fatty alcoholic liver disease. Sadly, 3 out of every 5 children have fatty liver disease today. Today, do you know how sad that is? So this morning I taught on it and I said, moms, grandmas, I don't care what your age is. You are the hub of the kitchen, right? Like everybody goes to the kitchen for the family gathering. I said, I want you to think about something just for a moment. Let's say I had the beginning of fatty liver disease as a teenager. I didn't even have fast food until I was 14. So now I go out and I get Taco Bell and I get addicted. Like, you don't know you're addicted, but you crave it, you want it. And that's the first signs of addiction, right? But you're a teenager and you're working it off and you're cheering and running track and playing softball, whatever. I said, these kids are sitting on their couch and they're on their Game Boys and they're playing video games and they never get outside and get sunshine and, you know, basic things that as humans, we all need. So now let's just fast forward 20 years on that 3-year-old. 20 years of having fatty liver disease. Now they have depression. They have anxiety. They have social anxiety. Do you know that when you have fatty liver disease, one of the very first signs is anger? Fatty liver disease creates anger. It is the anger organ. When it's not functioning properly, we become very aggressive people. We're short-tempered. We are fast reactive. We don't think things through. Like, we have all this anger coming in from our liver. So what's America suffering from right now? Anger. They have all these angry shooters. It's not the guns. It's the mind. It's mental illness. Where does mental illness come from? Your liver.
Wow. 3 out of 5 children. Lisa, this gets me fired up because like the whole documentary we were doing for so many reasons, and it's the biggest reason initially was mental health issues. It's just mental health issues are rampant right now. But later in the journey, the biggest issue changed for me was the children. You mentioned, so 60% of kids, fatty liver disease is insane.
Yes.
It's insane, and it's not when we look around. Like you mentioned, I ate fast food. I ate processed stuff. I also had a lot of really good home-cooked meals that my mom made, but it was always everything was around food. But now you look at my children and their generation, it's so much worse. I ate a little bit of processed food. They're eating ultra, ultra processed ingredients we can't even pronounce. It's so much sugar. They're all walking around with Starbucks, and there's this much sugar in it. It's insane. I really think it's going to come. It's already happening, but it's happening slowly. So we're just kind of normalizing it. But I think in the next couple of years, it's going to come down to like, what are we doing? And then when you think,
Carrie,
in the future,
one of the sad things, and I really admire your girls and everything they're doing right now and they're going through. And of course, I have 9 daughters, so I can totally relate to so much of the hormones, the menstrual cycles, the crankiness, you know, all these emotions that go into it. When we look at the Starbucks, I'm gonna go down the Starbucks road for a moment. It is a status quo sociably to walk around with your Starbucks cup, yeah. Right? I got my Starbucks today. Get your pup cup, get your Starbucks, right? I was there. I had gotten to a point that I was so addicted to Starbucks for the photo shoot. And I know that sounds weird, but it's true. I was going through the death and I needed something, you know. Hey guys, we got out and got a Starbucks today. We can't afford to feed our animals, but we got our Starbucks. We got our Starbucks, right? 5, I think they're called Ventes, the largest one. Frappuccinos, a mocha frappuccino. Every day topped with caramel and whipped cream. Every day. That was like, well, save your money, lady, right?
Right.
Save your body.
Right.
Right. Oh my gosh, it was insane. But there was this, get it on Facebook, get it on Instagram, put it out there, show your living life, have your photo shoot. And the kids would have all of theirs in the background, right?
Yeah.
They grew up with social media influencing them that if you're not going on vacation and your family's not doing all these things and you're not having this huge turkey spread, not to mention the Starbucks and Dutch Bros and all this other stuff, then your family's not cool.
Right.
So now what happens? They have mental depression, right? Yep. Because they're not sociably accepted, which is still killing their bodies. So I had to undo, and when I say untie the lies, I had to go back into their heads and say, hey, look, you guys, we make some errors in life and we learn. And this goes back to success leaves clues, right? People who have gone past it have a testimony. And I've always said, God uses my test as a testimony and my mess as a message. So here I was in the middle of a mess, but we went back, we talked about it, we understood it. Talked about non-fatty alcohol, liver disease, because they're like, there's no way I can have that. I don't drink. And it's like, it's not about alcohol anymore. It's what sugar and ultra, ultra processed foods are doing to your body and your mind. Like, it literally, they can't think. When I think about, I went to school on Lucky Charms and I was exhausted by second period, even though I just slept all night and I got drool running out of my mouth on the desk. It was fatty liver disease. It was carbs. It was an overload of insulin.
Yeah.
Like, insulin resistance was all over my body from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. And the social media and those, all of those messaging turn into these social norms. And it feels like as humans, when we're fatigued and we're eating the standard American diet, we're doing more damage, we're weaker, that we get into these social norms or these new sort of neural pathways where we normalize these things like, this is just the way it's always been kind of thing. And it's like, this isn't the way it's always been. This is really new. People eating these crazy foods and getting sicker and sicker. It's so interesting learning more about the liver. So I barely know anything about it, to be perfectly honest with you. Is it that a lot of the hormones start coming from the liver?
100%. So the liver has quite a few functions. It has 600 functions every hour. So not only is it the number one, okay, first of all, it's the most important factory in your body. That's the way I look at it. So right now, if you have a congested liver, or even the next step, like fatty liver is the congested, I try to explain to people that if you're in the country, the flow of traffic just kind of goes, right? Like you can go right, you can go left, you're just cruising down the road. You go into the city and you hit these traffic jams. You're in the fast lane and you immediately got to get off to the right in the slow lane. You can't even get to the turning lane because everything is jammed up. That is what's going on inside of your liver in fatty liver disease. Then we're going to move over to fibrosis of the liver, which now we're starting cysts in the body. And the reason why is you actually have these cells that are called zombie cells. And I'm like, I really have a picture type mind. So I try to tell people all the time, I go, now imagine the zombies are like the hooligans hanging on the corner. They're the gang, right? So they're all gathering together and they're looking to cause some trouble. Well, causing trouble is going to give you insulin resistance. Causing trouble, these zombie cells are inflammation. And where there is inflammation, ultimately there's cancer cells. So now you could lead to cirrhosis / cancer of the liver. Typically, you're going to have kidney failure first. You're going to have pancreatitis first. You're going to have brain issues first. And then when you're down to 3% on the liver is when you're going to start having jaundice, brain failure. There's a lot that goes on in there. So what do we do to get our factory going? I tell people all the time, you tell those union workers to get back to work now. Okay. Well, how do I do that? You start feeding them, give them fat all the time because they love fat. They got to get up and get their energy. Right now, they don't have any energy because you're feeding them sugar. The same as you have no energy. Your liver is a direct reflection, like a mirror. What's going on in your liver is what's going on in your brain. So if your brain is tired, fatigued, run down, insomnia, like you're tired all day, but you lay down at night and you can't sleep because the liver does the most of its work at night between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. It does liver dumping. So it processes all the dead red blood cells. It actually is a repair factory on top of it. So if it gets a cell that's like reusable and it's renewable, it will fix it and send it back out. It wants to keep the red blood cells. It wants them to work. But if it gets one that's muted, malfunctioning, cancerous, isn't going to do you any justice, it sends it down the chute, out the back door, right? So number one reason why your poop is brown?
Today's video is sponsored proudly by ButcherBox. They recently launched a new initiative where you can support your local USA American farmers. Support American farmers with this new U.S. pasture-raised beef from ButcherBox. This is USDA choice meat. Look at this ribeye. It's absolutely fantastic. The cows are never in feedlots. They're pasture-raised. There's no antibiotics, no hormones. You're supporting a local American farmer. I get so many people asking me, how can I do that? Now you can do it with ButcherBox. There's more details, including a really special offer if you use the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Now back to today's video.
Dead red blood cells. So people who are not pooping, and then they take a fiber, which is a false illusion of pooping, right? You throw it in. I don't know if you've ever taken a glass, fill it up with Metamucil or whatever, add water to it. You got a nice concrete block. Same thing happens in your belly. And they say, well, drink a lot of water. Well, yeah, now I'm going to flush that psyllium out. It isn't taking your bowels away. It's making a sense of doing that because you're bloated because you just drank all this fiber, or you're eating bad vegetables or whatever, poisonous foods. And then it goes inside there and it has to get rid of it. You don't have to go through that process. If you're taking in a nutrient dense meat and your body is utilizing all the resources of it, you're going to have very, very small elimination. Very small, because your body's using it all. But if you take in a lot of junk food, ultra processed foods, you hit constipation, it's not eliminating it, you have a liver problem. 100% you have a liver problem. So what do? You're like, oh, I got to get that garbage out. I feel horrible, right? So you force it through, but the liver still didn't do its job. It's amazing how the liver runs your whole entire body. And it makes the hormones, right? So now we have hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's and Graves, right? Women suffer from this horribly at menopausal age. So just for a second, We talked about cars earlier. So you own a car that's 40 years old, right? Have you done any maintenance to it? Let's just say no, you didn't. What's the filter look like? What's the fuel pump look like? What's the sludge in the engine? It's not very pretty, and it's probably not even going to start. You're going to go, wah, 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 wah. I'm key, not push. And that's not going to fire up, right? But now if you take a vehicle that's been restored, it's got all the new parts, it's had perfect maintenance, and it's running great, what do you see? You see a high-functioning individual, 60 years old, 70 years old, 100 years old. I want to make 100 the new 60. That's right. How I want women to feel, so vivacious, so good, so full of energy that they're not just merely existing, but they're living. And it is the liver.
It's incredible. Like, I'm so thankful to learn new things. I've been doing carnivore like 550 days. And I'm like, I just know that I feel incredible. I'm healed, like just everything. But it, what you're saying fills in some puzzle pieces for me. I guess I'll say it that way. A lot of people will tell me, Lisa, they're like, Carrie, you would have done the same thing if you just quit junk food and sugar. But I say to them, I tried that before.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't until I added the fat back in that I really started. I really feel like I was almost feeling my hormones improving. My testosterone went up.
Oh, 100%. Your testosterone's in your liver. Your testosterone is in your liver. I actually have 8 male clients. I don't typically work with a lot of men, but right now I do. They are under 40 and suffering with ED. That was never heard of years ago.
Right. And it's rampant right now. You look at fertility rates around the world.
It's huge. Oh, let's talk fertility. I have 4 girls that are all between 36 and 37 that have decided to now create families. They didn't do it at 20 when they were optimum hormones. Their doctors have told them, oh, you know, just take this, take Clomid, do this, go through here, do IUF, do IF, whatever. So one of them in particular, and I won't mention her name, but I said, if you do this, I will promise you, and I am not God, you will get pregnant. I promise you. She's like, oh, I would never do that. I'm not giving up Starbucks. I'm not giving up my broccoli, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, how bad do you want that child? How bad do you want? Are you willing to sacrifice that selfishness, that gratification of getting that moment? Go carnivore, balance your hormones, get your husband carnivore, balance his sperm, and let's go forward. She goes, no, I don't want to do it. It's a fad. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Do you want to know the truth? 10 years has passed by and she sobs daily on social media. Sobs. There's no cure for me, this and that. So I reached out to her again. I said, look, I'm still open to help you. I really want you guys to have a child. Would you do me a favor? Would you call your infertility doctor and ask them if there's any chance that you have fatty liver disease? She's like, why would I have fatty liver disease? I'm not obese. I'm not fat. Why would you say that? I go, just ask. Do me a favor and ask. So she went to her next appointment and she asked, and the doctor said to her, I'm not really sure who you're talking to, but yes, you do have fatty liver disease. And yes, it is preventing you from getting pregnant. He never told her that. Never. Not one word.
Wow.
She was like, how did you know? I said, because literally it's the root cause of almost everything wrong in our body. Our vision, it gives you ringing in your ears. Really? Do you know how many people suffer from that? Hundreds of thousands of people suffer every day from that. Uh-oh.
Oh, I still hear you.
But it says, hang on a second. It says, click the camera button to turn it back on. Oh, something turned my camera off.
There we go.
Oops. I don't know why. My hands aren't touching it. It's got a mind of its own. I'm so sorry.
Weird or something. You're back now.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. You'll have to cut that out.
No, that's fine.
So, yeah.
But you just said something really interesting. So one of my biggest annoyances in the world after carnivore epiphanies, whatever you want to call it, is the fact that we never treat root cause. All of this medication I was on, Lisa, they never addressed the root cause, and it was all just nutrition. but maybe more so now that I'm learning from you, maybe it was more so my liver at the root of the root of the root of the root when you get in there.
Right. So today I actually, I teach on the liver at least once a month, if not more. And this morning I do the whiteboards and I go through like pretty in depth, you know, like exactly how the portals work and where everything's going and how the system works. And this morning after I got through teaching at the very end of it, I said, so I painted a really grim look, right? Like if you looked at what fatty liver disease does, it's like, okay, where do I go from here? Like, am I just going to die? Especially if you have acetosis, which is your belly swells up with fluid. That is a very serious situation, right? So yeah, you could go to the doctor, you could do temporary medication, but like literally if you get your liver under control, 3% of a functioning liver can be restored. Now, you know, I love God, right? The liver is the only organ. It's actually an organ and a gland because it's the second largest organ. Your skin is the first and the liver is the second. It's shaped like a football. It's beautiful, red. It should be smooth. But over time with fatty liver disease, it gets scarring. And then ultimately you get cirrhosis, which is a lot of scarring. So have you ever sprayed for like weeds on your asphalt or sidewalks? And all of a sudden this weed grows up right between the asphalt and you're like, how did that weed grow there? I can't grow grass out in the pasture, but I can get this weed right here. Our liver is like that. So the liver, let's just say, for example, these are all little cirrhosis bumps. The liver actually comes straight through it and it will grow another liver. So if you have 3% functioning, in 6 weeks, you could be up to 10%, which is taking your lifespan from about 14 to 19 months to 2 to 3 years. Then you keep growing it and you hit 30 to 50%. And now you've added 12 to 19 years on your life. Now you and I both know only God knows when we're going to die. I could die today, right? And everybody be like, oh, the liver lady, she died. What did she know? The truth is I would have died regardless because it was my time. Right. But if I am actively seeking health to be healthier, because this is all you have in life, then I am going to add time onto my life. And I taught on this morning. So we have, imagine the hourglass, right? The sand is going through all day long. You don't get to flip it over and start over again like in a game. It's literally coming through. What are you going to do with that time? Get busy healing that liver. Get your hormones back functioning properly. Get rid of all autoimmune disease, not just insulin resistance, all of it. And within 3 years, roughly, you can take your liver from not functioning to functioning. And not only are you going to cure obesity and insulin resistance and fibro and bursitis and all these other babies, but you're going to feel so amazing and you're going to buy yourself more time. I mean, it's the only organ that's literally working around the clock, and it's the only organ God allowed to rejuvenate itself. 100%. The cirrhosis won't go away. The scar tissue will stay, but the growth will grow through it. Like, what are the odds of that?
It's incredible. The more I'm learning about the human body, it's absolutely amazing.
Well, you're like, okay, your kidney doesn't regrow.
Right.
Your pancreas doesn't regrow. But guess what? You heal the liver, you regrow the new liver, it will heal the kidney.
Hmm.
Now, wow. Let's talk about something really serious. What heals your liver?
That was going to be my next question for you. What do we do? What do I do now? What more can
you're
I?
There, dude. You're there. You are. Your liver, I guarantee if you went in for an ultrasound of your liver, whether you have a little bit of scarring or not, you have definitely mastered fatty liver disease. Like you're on the other side and I don't ever see you turning back. Like you are literally on fire for it. So how long does that take? Some people 6 weeks. We talked about this earlier. Our time frame is different depending on what our body has been through. Did your body deliver 3 babies or did it have no children? Have you been sick since birth? Why do babies go in? Okay, here's a perfect one. Why are babies jaundiced?
Their liver's not functioning fully yet?
So yeah, not yet. It's not functioning. You are born that way. So now there's a red flag for a parent to go, whoa, I need to protect my child's liver. Our job is to be guardians. It's to be protectors. Why would you take something like that? And by the time they're three, stick a sucker in their mouth every day. Right? We have to become aware of the situations so that we can change the next generations. So now you're on the other side of fatty liver disease. You're feeling fantastic. You got all the benefits. But what heals that liver literally is ribeye, red beef. Beef has all the B1 in it that we need. And this is a whole nother subject, and I won't go into it too deep, but supplements. Everyone goes, nope, you don't need any supplements. Well, wait a minute now. If I'm really broken, I might need a bridge. I might need a bridge that gets me from the island of pain to the island of gain, because that bridge is the supplements. That bridge is a coach holding my hand and saying, okay, here's where your blood work is at. We're going to increase your D. We're going to increase your E. We're going to bring back your B a little bit. Don't stop eating carnivore, but allow the liver to start functioning properly and grow so that you're a winner. Because at the end of the day, I want you on the gain side so you can burn the bridge and never go back to that pain ever. It's not worth it. So when people go, why do people backslide? I don't know why, other than it's a mindset. And that's why I tied the mind, body, and spirit together.
Yeah. But when we were talking a little bit earlier, and I was telling Lisa that I was very cynical early on about coaching. Why do you need coaching? You just eat meat. And I have since completely changed on that. I think the mindset is a huge part of it. You're overcoming an incredible addiction, and we're living in a world where we're the weird ones out. And like I said earlier to Coach Lisa, if I was trying to quit a hard drug or alcohol, I would have friends and family helping me. When you're trying to quit the standard American diet and sugar and all that junk, nobody helps you. You're almost kind of...
No, they're doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to die. Your cholesterol is going to go crazy. You're on a fad. No, right. We're not. We're going back to our ancestral roots. Yeah. Did you know it takes 2,500 people for you to be here today? They must have done something right.
Right. Right.
Think about that. That's insane right there.
That's nuts. Yeah. It's so I'm a huge proponent of coaching. The mindset is a big part of it that I think a lot of people need help with. And I get so many people, I was talking to Coach Lisa about this earlier. I get so many people that will come on my channel and they'll say, I did all that and it didn't work. And you can't answer that in a little comment. There's nuance to it. And this has healed me so incredibly well in retrospect. Now that I can see back, I'm like, I didn't give it everything in the world to have my health back. Like, you're nothing without your health. And so if you need to get that back through coaching, I think it's a huge thing. So Coach Lisa, you have been coaching and helping a lot of people, and you also put together an amazing course that we have in our new membership site, which is healinghumanity.life. And it's on detoxing the liver, right? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I do want to add one more thing into the comments. You know, like, people are always looking for help and they throw something out there and it's like, it's not a one line simple answer, right? It's really in depth. And I really feel this is like a place where a coach is able to get to know you, right? Like, they're able to look at the blood work. They're able to figure out where your car's been on, what roads you've traveled. But I want to give you one more little tiny golden nugget. The liver, absolutely, your gut, your leaky gut issues is your liver, and your mitochondria is your liver. So you're fatigued, you're tired, you have fatty liver disease. Like, I don't even need to see the blood work. I already know your symptoms. Your body is screaming fatty liver disease. So what do we do about that? We have got to feed the liver what it needs. Carnivore, like, even dairy can clog up your liver. It's literally red meat, water, salt, red meat, water, salt, red meat, water, like, get it in there, stay the course. And I ask people all the time, during the 45 years you were becoming sick, did you go, oh, I should stop being sick? No, you kept eating it. So why do you say at 90 days, 120 days, 2 years, carnivore is not working? Well, neither was the standard American diet.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm 100% sure that made you why you're here today.
Right.
Don't give up. Push through, drive through, get, I mean, I don't necessarily believe in like keto flu, carnivore flu, and I'm not mocking anybody who does, but here's how I see it. That's the eruption of your body, right? That's your body saying, I have to get rid of this. Please don't give up on me. I'm sick, right? So when your kid's in the bathroom, and I don't like calling children kids, but you know what I mean? They're in the bathroom and they're throwing up. You don't go in there and go, oh, good luck with that, and walk out of the room. No, you take, you heal it, you take care of it, you pamper it. When your body goes to that state, be patient with it. Give it grace, and then from there, you're going to work your way through fatty liver disease or worse. It could be worse, but there's not a grim outcome. The outcome is extremely bright. There are basic habits that have to be done every day. There is a certain amount. It's not calorie deficit. It is not about that. And to be honest with you, for a lot of women and like yourself, because you, I'm pretty sure you're one meal a day now, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. We were not designed, if you go back to being a warrior, right? Like you're in this in the desert by yourself. Do you think that there was a possibility that you ever went 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days without food? 100%. And what happened over that 6, 7 days? You got stronger. You got more focused. You knew that you had to find an animal to eat, right? So your hyper-focused, your cortisol comes in there. That is how we want to live. And everybody goes, oh, but Coach Lisa, I have a car that takes me to the store and I just buy whatever I want. And you also end up with fatty liver disease. So you have to make choices. And I love the mindset of a warrior. I love it. Like, I don't even have those thoughts anymore, but I have a lot of clients that have those thoughts. And so I'm like, okay, you're telling me that you're battling the chocolate. Let me ask you a question. Why is the chocolate in your cupboard? Oh, well, I bought it. Why'd you buy it? Well, I don't know. You told me you didn't have any money. Well, chocolate's different. Why? You know? And I'm not hardcore, but it's like, come on, let's get to the root cause here. Let's get it healed and move forward. So my course, really quick, it is 100% about the liver. It is learning how to get your life back, which is why it's called Life Back System, in order to feel like you're alive again. I once had a pastor say to me, you could die at 25 and have lived every single day. Or you could be to live to 100 and never lived a single day. So I want people to become present. I want you to live today, plan for the future you, build the future you, and remember whatever you choose today. In 90 days, the effects of that are going to happen. So your choices today affect who you are in 90 days. And I will tell you, the carnivore studies, the carnivore world actually is 5 months. So what you're doing today will stay with you healthy for 5 months. That's a bonus right there, right? Like you're trying to get healthy for the future. You don't have the past. It's over. And why would you want to go there? So we're constantly building the future you, working on the mindset, working on your inner soul. What's your inner core? Why do you have beliefs that are limited and lies? Why do you hang on to those? You don't need them. They didn't serve you. They got you here. So from here, we heal and we go forward. And it's truly amazing because it works. And so my testimonies of gals, I kid you not, like if you saw not only the photos, but the glow in their eyes, their hair growing, their face, their skin, their body, their autophagy, like right here, where it's not hanging. Why is it not hanging? We do the proper workouts. We do the proper mind state, the state of emotions. And then, of course, we stick strictly to carnivore. And everybody goes, why are you so strict? Because I'm a good parent. I want you to be good.
Yeah.
100%. That's a lousy coach would be, they would say, go to the wedding, eat whatever you want. I'll see you on Monday. Why? Because they're milking you. They just want more of your money day after day after day. And I don't want that.
Well, I just want to say real quick, Coach Lisa, you're awesome. And there is a link in the description below if you want to learn more about what Coach Lisa is doing. The Life Back System will have a link below. Also, so you can follow Coach Lisa on YouTube. But I want to ask you one more thing. I can't believe we've been talking for an hour already. I think we could talk for like 3 hours. We'll definitely have to have you back, Coach Lisa. One more thing is, what does it feel like for you when you're coaching someone and they get their life back?
Oh my gosh, that is the greatest pay. It's the greatest reward, right? We talked about earlier helping others. Some people are naturally born with a high faith level and they're naturally born to have a servant's heart. I'm 100% that person. And so when I get to serve other people, and it doesn't matter if they're calling me from South Africa and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I know I need some like gatekeepers and a little bit of healthy there, but like I get so excited for them when they call me and they're like, hey, I finally had a liver dump. I've dropped. I'm healing. I'm no longer on my depression medication. This is healed. Like when I hear those words, to be honest with you, every letter would be $1 million. Like if you could spell that out, it's worth millions of dollars. Yes, I do have a course. And yes, I am a personal trainer and a nutritional consultant, and I work in psychology. But when you take all that together, and even if you were to pay me $5,000 a year, you get three times that in my services because everything is linked together. Our liver is our mental state. Our mental state is our gut. Our gut is connected to our liver. So it's, I call it the cam loop. So you go up and you go back down and you go up. If you can't heal that liver, your brain is going to have a very hard time also healing. So it's not about just losing weight. Like, that's great. I'm glad I lost weight. I don't know about you, but I'm glad it's gone. But you know what I'm much happier about? And I've heard you have this testimony is your mental health. Just knowing that you're no longer suffering from depression, anxiety, insomnia, even paranoia comes from the liver. These are things that torment us day in and day out. And they exhaust our brain. But through the liver, we can heal these things. And then the side effect is your weight is gone. And the side effect is you get your life back and you feel fantastic.
Yeah,
I could definitely talk to you all day, Carrie. It's been long coming. And I even have questions for you, right? Like it could go either way. I could always do a reverse interview here. One more thing I do want to add is that, and this is kind of a golden nugget for anybody who's watching this. Get your habits in place and stay with them. Stay with your habits. Make sure your habits are serving you. Nutrition is one part. Exercise is strictly another whole beast by itself. But the habits of everything you do in life will help you correct your bad habits. So if your bad habit is you chew gum all day long, well, you're activating your hormones. So stop chewing all day, chew in your eating window. Like little tips will help you be so much successful. And they're there. I have them. I know Carrie's got them. So for anybody who's watching this later, take your mindset, your habits, and put them into place. And I call them personally non-negotiables. It is a non-negotiable. I'll go to a Mexican food restaurant, but I'm not eating their food. Right. And I do call ahead and see who cooks with seed oils and who doesn't. And I also make sure that if I'm going to a women's, you know, national meeting or whatever, I make sure that I either have my own meat or I bring my own jerky. I don't even have to eat. I get more hype when I'm not eating than eating. So it's a win-win situation. I mean, we all need a coach. I told you that in the beginning. I have my own coaches too. I don't have a carnivore coach. I am a carnivore coach, but I have people who definitely help me stay on track with my goals. Like short-term goals, are they needed? They are needed, but really your long-term goal is what breaks down to micromanaging that goal. So it needs to be a big goal and then manage it in smaller goals. I don't even like that term, but break it down. You come to me and you say, hey, I want to lose 60 pounds. I'm like, what's your time frame? What are you thinking? Oh, I'm having a wedding in 3 weeks. I need it gone by then. I'm going to say, okay, that's unrealistic. How about if I get half of that off in 3 weeks? Would you be happy? So now you have to break it down and then say, let's hit 60 pounds in a year. And if you end up more, great. If you end up less, it is what it is. Like, don't make it a competition, but make it a competition. Does that make sense? Like, don't put yourself into a stress mode where your cortisols are out of control, right? But put yourself into a realistic goal of this is what I want to live like when I'm 70. I'm 65. What do I want to look like at 70? How, not look visually, but like, what does life look like? Am I going to be on the golf course? Do I want to be playing pickleball? Do I want my knees to work? Carrie, we didn't even talk about body parts. My feet, my knees, my hips, my shoulders were all scheduled for surgery. And I don't need any of it.
That's insane.
Literally, get your liver healed and you'll get your body back on track. It follows 100%.
Just a quick note on that. I just interviewed a woman that had back surgery. I think she said 32 times for this chronic issue. And she went carnivore. And for the first time in decades, she doesn't need surgery anymore on her back. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You hear these testimonies over and over and over again. It's almost unbelievable. For our documentary, we're checking everyone's medical records. We're putting it in before and after to verify for people. But
Yeah, because otherwise people are like, oh, they're on the bandwagon. They're just trying to do this or trying. Oh, my gosh. Like, I have one gal that's in England, and she's actually there right now. She texted me just a little bit ago, and she has one kidney, right? She was stage 4 kidney disease last November. She makes truffles for a living. So she did, you know, 60 days good. And then Valentine's Day came and she had truffles, and then it was really good. And then Mother's Day came. She came to me about 3 weeks ago and she said, what am I going to do? My blood sugars were down at like 90. They were doing super good. They shot up to 235. She's like, what am I going to do? And I said, that is up to you. I said, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself, if you were your own child, what would you tell yourself? And she goes, I would say, stop eating the sweets. I then stop. So 3 weeks went by. She had to get tested. She went and got tested because they were getting ready to put her on meds and whatever. And they told her, your blood sugar's back down to 119. Literally, it's that fast. Why play with fire? You're going to get burnt. Just don't do it.
Wow. Well,
yeah, the testimonies are amazing.
Yeah. This has been incredible. I really appreciate it. I'd love to have you back. I know you've been reaching out to talk to Jen. I gotta arrange it. She's been nervous to do like a live stream by herself, but maybe I'll do one if you're interested. Maybe I'll do one where I'm on and I'll just sit off to the side doing the comments. Maybe that'll make her feel more comfortable.
100%. 100%. I would love it. I'll even bring Ken if she wants me to bring my app.
Awesome.
I really wanted, to be honest with you, I wanted Ken, not Ken, I wanted Jen. I mixed their first letters. I do lives on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I do a public live the third Wednesday of every month. And I felt like that was too big. So I wanted her in my smaller lives, which is on a Monday. And I literally just want her to come and talk with our women, because her testimony and the journey is so valid to women. Like, they need to hear these stories because it's encouraging, it's uplifting, it's edifying. And this is where her voice will be heard. And I'm like, come on, Jen, you can do it. I know you could. And I really do want to have some time with her. Anybody can be present. It doesn't bother me. I just like literally want to dig into the whole fatty liver issue.
Yeah, no, we're going to make it. I'm going to make it happen for sure. She's getting more comfortable now, too. It's taking little baby steps. And I'm like, you're great. Everyone likes to hear your story. It's inspiring hearing from your perspective 100%. As a mother with babies. So I think she's getting more comfortable. So we'll get that going. But I will have links in the description for everything so you can follow Coach Lisa. Is there anything else you want to shout out or mention before we wrap up?
Nope, I'm good. Just remember that carnivore is not short term. It is a long term decision. It is not a fad diet. It is not a quick cure, but it is part of the cure. And I think for most people who come in for obesity, remember that carnivore is not your, well, let me rephrase that. So if you come in for obesity, that's not your root cause, right? And carnivore is going to cure your root cause. Let me word it that way, because literally, as you know, you have your list, you have your documents, you have your hospital visits, you have everything, right? What cured all that?
Yeah.
Carnivore. Was it the luck of the Irish?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
I think it was carnivore. I know it is. I don't even think it anymore. Like, I know 100%. And I feel like there is no limitation. So it's not like only X amount of people are going to get healed from carnivore. I really do believe 100%. everyone can use carnivore as a natural healer.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I love the word you chose too, natural. I used to think, oh, this is just because I'm eating meat or this or that. No, it's because I'm doing the most natural thing for my body that we've done literally since the start of time. I don't know how anyone can argue with returning to natural. It just heals everything. That's all we're doing.
And the first thing that, and you may have overcome, I mean, you may have had people throw this on the table too. They're like, oh, okay, so you want to go back to, you know, the 1400s or the 1200s or before Christ or whatever, and you want to eat only meat so that you can starve? And it's like, there are more people with malnutrition who eat all day long than ever with carnivores. Heart attacks didn't even begin until 1912. Processed foods came in. Let's just focus on the facts, right? And the facts are, it's all related to fatty liver disease. So I actually say liver, like, so you have L-I-V-E with a dash in R, which is your liver. And the factory, which is what the liver does, is the facts. So if you want to live, you have to have the facts. You will know once you switch over and your liver starts functioning, you'll know you're on your road to healing. I know I don't have to tell you because you know, you have already felt it. Your zest for life and your ability to share the word has just been like amazing. But it's healing. It's just truly a blessing that we have it. And I guess maybe Joe or Jordan Peters, like whoever it is that brought it to the table, they just revised what was already going on like for centuries, because as we know, third world countries are still doing it. They don't fight obesity like America does. We're like the smartest, dumbest people out there.
Yeah. Big brain. Right? Big brains.
And then we don't even need to talk about Big Pharma being in bed with FDA, who's in bed with Big Pharma. They go to work with FDA for $600,000 a year, and Big Pharma buys them for $900,000 a year. And then the FDA buys them back for $1.2 million a year to the same employees, going back and forth, playing the field off of your life.
Yeah, off of our health.
Not cool. Not cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right,
well, I really appreciate it, Lisa. This has been great. I think a lot of people are going to be very inspired off of this. And like I said, there'll be a link in the description below to learn more about LifeBack Systems or to schedule a call with Coach Lisa. There'll be a link in the description for that and to follow her on social media. Thank you so much, Coach Lisa. I look forward to talking to you again.
I can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You guys got to come to Arizona.